Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.
Good morning, Rita. Good morning, good morning. And here we are. What is this, October 3rd? Yeah, I can't believe this, October 3rd. And, Rita, you on with me? Okay. Well, anyway, guys, happy birthday to Chubby Checker, 75 years old today. Who else we got? Roy Horn. Anybody remember Roy Horn? Yeah, you got it. Sigfield and Roy. Remember, 72 years old. Happy birthday, Roy. Who do we got here? Lindy Siegfried of Fleetwood Mac, 67. That's baby boomer. And Gwen Stefani. No, it's a millennial, 47 years old. So, moving right along. I don't know if we're going to have Eric pop in here. He said he was going to touch base with me real quick. And Aretha, are we on? So, anyway, guys, you know, time flies when you're having fun. Whether you're having fun or not, it doesn't seem to make much difference here. But
well, sounds like I need to pop in here and introduce.
There he is, Eric. I know you told me you were going to pop in and say hi because I came across my son Easy last night at Carmelita's event, and I just I said you will have time to stop in and say hi on our show real quick.
Yeah, and our wonderful Aretha Gray was there. We acknowledged you were acknowledged to be recognized as celebrity public figures, radio personalities for Easy Way Broadcasting Network at this wonderful event.
Wow.
The establishment was great, and I am magically pulling Aretha into the show. Aretha, come to us.
I'm here.
October 3rd.
It was a wonderful event last night. I had a great time. It was great entertainment, great people.
That was something last night. Carmelita, they had quite a list there. And, I'll tell you, that was, that was the first time I've been at that venue. It was pretty unique, though, you know. It was not really large, but it was kind of cool with the paintings. Did you see those paintings all over?
Yeah.
Wow. There are some talented people.
I've been there before. It's a nice little jazz club, comedy club. They have all kinds of different entertainment and great food.
Yeah, yeah.
The Industry Jazz Lounge. And everybody can see all the wonderful content on Easy Way TV on Facebook. But I got to go, guys. You guys got the show now. And don't forget to tell everybody about Carmelita's Corner, the new segment coming on your show next week.
That's right. Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita put on a great little situation there last night. She always looks so cool, you know, with all her dresses. And, I mean, boy, she's got a designer. But anyway, Aretha, it was nice seeing you last night. It's nice to get out once in a while, right?
Oh, I get out way too much. I wanted to stay home, really.
Well, I have some good news for you, Aretha, and you'll hear it in my gym at the end of the day. But I think moving along, are we looking at a hot topic now, or are we going to go into commercials? What do we got on the list?
Hot topic time. It's hot topic time.
I think we're going into hot topic. All right.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
There's so much going on in the news. I don't know where to even begin with hot topics. But you know, we've got the vice presidential debates coming up, and we've got the election coming up. The ballots are going out for early when your mail-in votes. So if you get your mail-in ballots, don't forget to send them back in. If you haven't registered to vote, you don't have much time left. I think you have to register at least 2 weeks before the election. So if you haven't registered yet, go out and register. The candidates are going to be on the trail. Listen to them. Vote intelligently, as Jim is always saying. Keep up with what the candidates are doing. And like you were saying earlier, Jim, we had a great weekend this weekend. I went to Carmelita's event. I also went to a Foothill AIDS Project bowling for dollars kind of thing. So I actually bowled 3 games of bowling this weekend. I did absolutely horrible. My top score was 107, and I won't tell you what the other ones were. But I
had
a
great
weekend.
Broke 100. That's good.
I broke 101 out of 3 games. What can I tell you? But it was a worthwhile project, the Foothill AIDS Project. They have all kinds of different programs going on in the San Bernardino and Los Angeles County areas. So that was my weekend, and that's also my hot topic and your hot topic, Jim.
Moving right along. Yeah, well, anyway, yeah, it was nice seeing everyone last night. It was really cool. I went to an event in the Orange County Fairgrounds, and it was Home and Garden, and we had there's so many people there, and they rent the spaces. But anyway, let's move along here. Guys, if you're going to be doing any traveling, check. In most places, you're okay. But if you're going to the East Coast, you got the Carolinas and that, there's been a lot of flooding, and check out Florida and everything, because you get a lot of after effects. You know, the water's still standing, you know, in some of these places. And then if you're going to be heading over to Cuba, or Haiti, a lot of rain. Haiti got hit with 20 inches. That's a lot of rain. Hurricane Matthew made its attempt. Pretty powerful. Hurricane Category 4, and that's pretty powerful. That's 130 to 160 mile-an-hour winds and gives you gusts up to 170. You can't be out in that. So there's flash floods, mudslides to be expected. Then Kim Kardashian West robbed at gunpoint in Paris.
Yeah, I buy that. Yeah. That really happened, huh? Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Kanye
go
West,
on.
Well, Kanye West left his performance in New York to see what was going on. And there was evidently millions of dollars of jewelry that were stolen. And switching over to the bad train crash, the black box was found, but it was broken. But they said it wasn't working during the crash to get information. It was a model from back in 1995. So no cause for the crash so far. I noticed we got emails, what's going on? Well, we don't know yet, so we'll have to wait. Russia gives stern warning to U.S. not to attack Syria, if you've been following that in the Middle East. The Syrian regime under Assad, the problem here is we want Assad out, and the Russians want him in, so there's a little confrontation there. Colombia voters reject the peace deal, the FARC. It's a 4-year plan that will need to be, renegotiated. Both sides, they're not agreeing, but they want peace there. So, and then if you watched, the movies, several movies they had about volcanoes, well, now it's coming to its reality. New eruptions in a volcano in Puebla, Mexico, dropped ash all over the city. And so, who was it? Vin Scully. Y'all remember, everybody remembers the Dodgers. Vin Scully, 67 years. That's made his last broadcast the other day. Trump tax review showed $960 million loss in 1995, means no tax will be paid for 16 years. So Trump is said to be a business tax genius, basically, by Mayor Giuliani. Southern Cal home prices continue surging, shows increase over the last 4 years. Hillary has 2 events coming up in Ohio, and she had a key visit to Charlotte. Seoul, South Korea, international relief agencies, big trouble there, said to be, they had big floods. So assistance.
Really?
My
grandson's in the Army, and he just went to Korea. So I hope he's not in Seoul, at least not right now.
He's okay now because South Korea is aiding north. That's where the floods were. But,
okay.
Yeah, thousands of North Koreans.
Yeah, he's in South Korea. But you know what, Jim?
Okay.
It's time for our first commercial.
All right, sounds good. Commercial time. How's that, Rich?
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
The easy way, yeah. And
yeah.
You know, catch that rapid fire. It's we got archive shows, so you can listen to it in slow motion. And Reed, I just want to stick in there real quick, because I know you follow the car world. Tesla. They sold twice as many cars as they did last year, from 11 to 21,000. So Tesla's moving right
along. I dialed the number and prompted one. Oh, hello.
Hello, we have our guest on the line. Our guest today.
Oh, everything. Now, before Penny gets on here, I'm going to introduce you guys, but we have what I'm going to title Miss Resilient. This lady, Rita, is amazing for on our show. We have a lady that has been through so much and continues on no matter what. Business owner, philanthropist, health, wellness, wine connoisseur. I mean, I could go on and on and on, but then I would have to say, Penny, sorry, your time's up, and she'd be mad at me. So anyway, Penny Latham, Retha Gray, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. Hi, Retha.
Hi, Penny.
It's nice having you on. Retha is...
I was going to say, who do we have in the background?
We have celebrity pizza guy in the background. He always has to have a moment in the sun, you know?
Oh, my. His moment was last week. This is yours.
Yeah, there you go.
This is your time to shine. And I'll tell you what, Penny, I've talked to you several times, and every time I talk to you, it's just more. You are such a resilient person. And Reef and I talk about this on our show. It's really what's needed. And with health or whatever, you go through situations, but you have a lot of keys for repair in the health world and fitness and wellness and so on, and, you know, entrepreneurship. So talk to us a little bit about, you're from Chicago originally, right?
Yes, I'm from Chicago. I was born and raised there, and I left in 1977 for a small little time to go down to Florida. So I got, you know, acquainted with Florida, and during the time from Chicago, grew up in, my father was a professional singer back growing up, and so I was around the music, you know, the entertainment industry as far as dance and, you know, playing musical instruments and all that, and always wanted to go to California, always wanted to do that. But when we went down to Florida, and I started in Chicago when I was just a young teenager. I started in modeling and tried to do all that and went to Florida, continued that. And when I got to California to finish my high school years, I realized that I would do best if I was behind the chair. So I went to finish my schooling, went through business school, and then I decided I needed to do hair. So I was very fortunate, went to Vidal Sassoon. I went to Vidal Sassoon and went right on to Rodeo Drive, working there with celebrities and, you know, people that really wanted to glamorize themselves. And so it gave me an opportunity to really stretch my ability, because you had to really do some things that were more on the, they were more, They were more on, he's a celebrity pizza guy is right there. Anyways.
Hey, is that guy giving you our time?
Yeah, he just can't help himself. Anyways, so basically I started
Penny,
and I worked down there for...
Penny, you've worked with Mika Harp and Barbara Walters. Now, I got to slow you down a little bit because you're an example of follow your dream, because I've been listening to you, I've been following your stuff, and you just keep going to follow your dream. And this is a situation, even for people our age, life's not over, you keep going. And
no,
you
and sometimes you have to start
you
over, you know, through. Sometimes you have to continue.
You keep continuing. So give us a couple real quick. Now, you've done, you know, behind the chair you're talking about, give us a couple stories, something that, like, you work with Barbara Walters.
Well, okay, I started with Sassoons, okay, and when I was with Sassoons, I did so well with color that Leslie Blanchard out of New York, who was Barbara Walters' hairdresser, he came into Los Angeles and he wanted to hire someone to help him, and so we did the AM Los Angeles segments, and during that process, I did that every so many months, and because I did so well, Mika Harp hired me, who was the salon that we used, which people in the film industry do that. We use salons. And what we did was I went in there, and she I worked with Drew Barrymore when she was 11. I was I was working with Henry Mancini and his wife. I also, I don't know if you remember, Karen Valentine from Room 222.
I do. She was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And then Tony Martin was one of my favorites as well, because his wife, because I danced, his wife was my mentor. You know, I idolized her. And so, anyways, I worked on these people, and
Sid
I had
Charisse
such an amazing time. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, Sid Charisse was his wife,
yes.
People who don't remember.
Yes, and she was the most fabulous dancer, and so she was, you know, she was within that circle that I wanted to always be with. So here I was working on these people and getting to know them, and I ended up doing some television gigs and all that stuff, and then I decided to leave Los Angeles in 84 and go raise children. So I went for 27 years, I went and I raised children. I have three beautiful children, and about 2 years ago, after, you know, getting my last one almost out of high school now, I decided that I needed to do something with me, as most women do. And so what I've created is this reinvention of myself. And I've basically, at 55 now, that was 53 then, I basically took myself how I was at the time, I looked at myself completely, and I said, what can I do to change myself, to better myself, to bring myself back to the way I used to be? And so, you know, because I wanted to be happy. And I think women at that age, they have a tendency to do that. So that's what I did. Henceforth, I started my program. I did a training. I started working in the gyms. I started designing diets. I started to work with essential oils. And then about, probably 5-6 months ago, I started working with Kyani, which is a nutraceutical product. And now I'm really getting into that with the doTERRA oils and the Arbonne detox anti-aging lines, where I am teaching people how to heal themselves. I take them,
yeah.
I take their blood work, I take their symptoms, I listen to them, what's wrong, what they want to change, and I help them to change themselves from the inside out.
That's
and
amazing.
On top of
Penny,
all
what is a nutraceutical? What is a
nutraceutical? Nutraceuticals are the opposite of pharmaceuticals. Everything is completely natural. It all gets derived from the earth. So this particular nutraceutical product is from the wild Alaskan sockeye salmon and wild Alaskan berries, blueberries, to be particular. And they have all these other different fruits and vegetables. The morning regimen has 17 superfoods. So you get 20 pounds of food in 1 ounce of product. And then they have a nitric oxide, which opens your blood vessels. And it basically helps you to assimilate all the nutrients from this product. And then, of course, the sockeye salmon with the vitamin E at night in the three little gel caps that you take, that puts you to sleep. It heals, promotes, and defends. You know, I mean, let's put it this way. No company wants to say we're going to heal you. But what this product does is it's completely natural. So what you're doing is you're giving your body back what your body is lacking. And so when you use this product, you start to change on the inside out. Every cell in your body starts to change. You do feel different. And when I, even when I was taking the doTERRA essential oils, I came alive. I was like this person that was in like a cocoon, and all of a sudden I blossomed. And I went, this is amazing. I'm giving my body back what it needs. So then what I do for people is I help them to change their image. We say, what do you want to be in life? Where do you want to go? What do you want to do? And I literally changed my look. I changed my image. And it has been just crazy ever since. Now, since then, I am also the manager to Celebrity Pizza Guy. I basically manage all of his stuff. I make sure that he, you know, is where he needs to be. I'm his driver. I'm his slash everything. I guess you could say that. And, you know, so we're doing that. And with my wellness stuff, I am trying to, with him, create a natural, healthy pizza list for people, from vegan lovers to just a clean list to eat on the pizzas. We're trying
him,
to design a crust.
I told him last week, I want a crustless
pizza.
And I was talking, yeah. I was thinking about it, and maybe something with cauliflower.
Yes.
To hold
absolutely.
It together. But for those of us that don't, that we're trying not to eat any bread at all, even,
yeah.
you know,
Risa,
the
did you make
good
the event where they had the pizza? Did you have some?
No,
of the
I
pizza?
Wasn't there. No, because they don't eat pizza. That's what
well,
I
you missed out on a really
pizza.
Good thing, but we will, but, you know, Nick will, you know, Celebrity Pizza Guy, he will do that for you. And what with the doTERRA oils, I'm trying to get him to implement oils, because in one bottle of lemon, per se, you have 45 lemons, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same as when you're taking the Kayani, you know, it's all concentrated into 1 ounce of stuff. So actually, I'm going to have him do a Kayani pizza also. And I'm going to present it. They don't know this, but I want to present it to Kayani, because I really think that they need to understand how awesome their product is and how it gives energy. And, you know, you can take oregano and you can take basil and, you know, all the different garlic. You know, there's so many things you can take that are within, say, pizza in the flavor
right.
of the sauces. And there's much more, too. It's just that you can do this with oils. And then you're getting a more concentrated, healthy thing because of how it's processed. There is nothing synthetic about anything I use.
Okay.
So,
and
so Risa, pretty
don't
much.
Worry about it, because at our first event where I met Penny and Nick, they had a pizza, and I saved you a piece of pizza. It's still sitting here. It hasn't been in the
Are you kidding? Oh, my goodness.
So I still have it for you, Risa.
Do you have an oil that can help Jim?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, I've given him some Kayani as well to try. And, you know, because I wanted him to, you know, I wanted him to feel good. And see, that's really my whole thing. My whole deal is I want to make people feel good. And the only way to do that is to give them products that are going to rejuvenate their body.
So, Penny, if someone's interested in getting in touch with you, how would people get in touch with you, Penny, if they're interested in getting
that? What they would do,
they can
contact me on my Facebook, which is Penny Latham, or they can call me at 530-227-4532. And if
and
I don't
do
have
spell
an
your
answer
name,
to something that they need, I can find out.
P-E-N-N-Y.
How do you spell your name, Penny?
Penny Latham, L-A-T-H-A-M as in Mary.
Oh, wait a minute, Penny, before, you know, I know we got a time thing here, but we got to put it in reverse a little bit here. You work with some
sure.
cool people, and the baby boomers are hearing these names going, oh, wait a minute, like, I've heard of this guy named Henry Mancini. Just real quick, you worked with him a little bit. Can you give us a little bit about, like, you know, like, behind the scenes with him? What was he like? You know, like, what'd you talk about?
With who? I'm sorry.
Henry Mancini.
Oh, yes. Well, you know what? Those type of people, when they're into this, you know, music people, for instance, versus say
yeah.
someone that's an actor, and depending upon the type of acting that they do. He's just really a lovely man, and his wife was very elegant. And, you know, that whole group that I was working with were very old-fashioned and old-school, and they had such elegance and class. And, you know, when they spoke, you know, they would think before they spoke. They wouldn't just blare out whatever they wanted to say. And, you know, I found that the education that I got from just sitting there listening to them while I would work on them was priceless. And they were so down to earth and loving and caring. And, you know, the music that he worked with, as well as Tony Martin, you know, the industry was so different back then. You know, things were different. We just didn't have the same kind of music back then. And so the music, like with my dad when I was growing up, you know, we had just a whole, I don't know, it was just a much more real time. I mean, I feel
it
that,
was a kinder,
you know, when you listen to music
world.
Now.
Yeah.
Yes. And they, you know, when you have someone that's constantly writing music, or someone that is, you know, always creating, they have a different kind of brain, you know, it's a right brain, left brain kind of thing versus someone that's very logical and, you know, does mathematical kind of stuff and is always trying to, you know, push things into the right category. When you're creative, it's amazing how you work on the moment and it comes to you. And the next thing you know, you're producing it and you're creating something, a masterpiece in front of you. And so when you deal with people that are like that, they have a tendency to just have just a twist to their personality. It's a little different. It's actually very pleasant to be around because they're always thinking, they're always watching, they're always, you know, bringing people into their little circle. And his wife was beautiful. I mean, she just absolutely exquisite. And I was real fortunate. I mean, I worked on people and right out of school. I mean, you know, not everybody gets that kind of an opportunity. And then to go behind the scenes and to work on sets where I'm able to create masterpieces myself and see my work.
Yeah.
That's awesome, Penny. So if someone wants to get in touch with you, they can find you on Facebook.
They
have to do is look for Penny Latham.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your phone number again?
It's 530-227-4532.
And you're out in the Redding,
you know,
area, right?
Yes, we're up in Redding, but we come down to Los Angeles quite often.
Yeah, she comes down.
Fabulous.
Yes,
well,
and I want to try to get something going down there as well because, you know, I'm getting back into it.
Well, I know you're a busy lady. We appreciate you coming on. But you are, like I said, Miss Resilient, and say hi to Celebrity Pizza Guy Nick.
I will.
And we're going to have you back on again because you have so many stories and behind-the-scenes stuff, and you just keep going and going. And we'll be seeing you down here shortly.
All right. That sounds perfect.
All right. Sounds good. And thanks again for coming on.
All right.
On.
You
we'll
too.
Have
a great
again,
day,
hopefully.
Okay?
Right,
okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, Penny. Bye-bye.
Take care,
I told you,
Reese. Bye, Reetha.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You, Reese.
Thank you for having me.
All righty. Talking about most resilient, Reetha, I'll tell you, right? I mean,
absolutely.
Just keep going. Great example. So I'll tell you, Reetha, the time goes so fast when we have our show. There's so much you want to talk about, but I don't know. We're looking at commercial air. Are we going to go right into the gym?
It's tech time. I think it's tech time.
It's
I'm going to have a quick tech time.
Okay.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
I know it seems I talk an awful lot about iPhones, but I have an iPhone, so that's what I am always dealing with. And I really do love my iPhone, don't get me wrong, but it's that time again to update the operating system on your iPhone. Now, the question is always to update or not to update. A lot of people don't like to do the updates as soon as they come out, and because they want to make sure they get all the bugs worked out. Some people want to be the first one on their block to update their new operating system. Well, OS X is out. It's basically for the iPhone 7, as the new upgrades usually are when they have a big upgrade. But it works on the older phones also. I have a 6. I accidentally upgraded it, I pushed the button. I knew I was going to upgrade it, but I didn't mean to do it at that moment. I pushed the wrong button and it upgraded. So I got to tell you, you first need to back up your phone before you upgrade it. I didn't, but I didn't have any problems. But back up your phone before you upgrade it, then run the upgrade. There are some changes. It changes some of your settings. I noticed some of the colors are changed. There are some new features. I haven't quite figured out what they all are. You have to push the home button to be able to put in your passcode or use your thumbprint ID. That's the main thing that I've noticed that's different. It enlarged my fonts. It's got some new bells and whistles on it. So I would say go to the Apple webpage, check out what's new with the new operating system. If you want to wait a couple of days or a week to see if there are any serious bugs on it, do that. If not, go ahead, update it. Apple's updates are usually pretty safe, and if there's anything wrong with it, they fix it pretty quickly. So just be aware, the new operating system for the iPhones are out. It works on all the phones. Your phone's going to start running slower and slower and slower if you don't do the update. I can tell you that. But you've got some time, and that's my tech time.
As usual, Reese is up to date with this tech stuff. I give you a lot of credit for that, Reese. I mean, I'm taking notes. Anyway, moving towards
Jim's gym.
Moving towards health a little bit here. Health.
Okay, baby boomers. It's time for Jim. From Jim.
Yes. Life after 50, health after 50. I saw a Dr. Oz report on health over 50. If you're a guy over 50 and have not seen a doctor for a year, make an appointment. Four, here's a little list of five, blood pressure, cholesterol level, blood sugar level, prostate and specific antagonists, testosterone levels. Those are five things for you to check on. I mean, it should be every once in a while you get checked up. I know Bill Medley, it's not like I see him all the time, but I met him several times, and he had a situation where after a show he'd talk about that. In an article in Today's Health and Wellness, I found the six biggest health mistakes women make in their 50s. Turning 50 or more is time to put all your hard-earned healthy living knowledge to work. You know when to get screened. You know the importance of exercise, good nutrition. You probably look and feel amazing, but midlife will bring some special health challenges to women. The good news is that none of these challenges have to stop you from living a vibrant and productive life for decades to come, that is. Keeping yourself in the best health, avoid the six common mistakes at midlife and beyond. So here they are. Here's six. Drum roll. Okay. Number one, you ignore your heart health. It's the number one killer, guys, girls. You ignore your heart health. Go get those checkups for the heart. Number two, you put up with menopause misery. You don't have to do that. For all these things I give you, do your research on that. Number three, you think sex is over. Number four, you believe weight gain is inevitable, and it's not. You lose your sense of purpose. Now, I'm just giving you the list because we don't have time to go into everything, but remember the list and then do research. Number six is you skip those new screens, that screening, get your screening done. Okay, we're always here, you know, you hear the importance of diet and exercise and so on. Well, here's just a quick one for you. Road or sidewalk to health, I call it. In an article in boomerscafe.com, the healthy benefits, now check this out, of just walking, okay, especially for people over 50. Walking is healthy. In fact, it is backed by research of people who are in the habit of walking. What's surprising is just how powerful a medicine, a daily or near daily walk can be. New studies find that there's new benefits of walking all the time, preventing heart disease and diabetes, relieving back pain, reducing anxiety, and improving quality of life. Okay, so lots of walking. Here are six healthy benefits from regular walks. All right, a mere 15-minute walk a day after dinner lowers blood sugar. All right, there's another one. When it comes to your heart, walking is as good as running. These are all studies they've done. Number three, lower back pain, question mark. Walking is as good as specialized rehab exercise programs, see? All right, walking reduces anxiety, especially in women going through menopause. Number five, for men over 55, the more daily steps, the better quality of life. And number six, if you walk fast enough, you will never die. How about that one, huh? Well, maybe not exactly, but the ability to walk at a moderate pace as you age is a good indicator of how long you will live. Aim for a specific, say, 3 mile an hour walk. And this is done by research at Concord Hospital in Australia, right? So, you know, God made us a certain way. So when we walk, I guess it really works. So people overlook that. They think they got to run, they got to do this, that. So just go for walks. And I know you don't
keep
have
moving.
To specifically do that, Rita, because you're walking all the time. You're always going.
Yeah, but you still need to just keep moving. I finally figured it out. We always try to get the closest parking space to the door, but it's much healthier to park in the back of the lot and walk in.
And you don't get the door ding, right?
Well, yeah, if you pass far enough away, you're out there all by yourself.
Yeah. So, guys, remember, download the EasyWay app. Visit EasyWayMobile.com, okay? Remember to go to Eric Zulli's app because he's modernized it. They've got a very simple for subscribers to keep track of EasyWay.
I have to pop in really quick. It's not Eric Zulli's app anymore. It is not Eric Zulli's app. It's a previous app developer we worked with that is no longer working with us. It is EasyWay app. Only download the EasyWay app. Stay away from Eric Zulli app. Thank you.
Ah, see, I asked Eric to pop in, and now I got him for a little while. It's kind of hard to get him. He's always running around. But I asked him last night, can you pop in the show a little bit? So I'm glad he stuck around. So, Reese, moving right along
okay.
here. Moving right
and
on.
I was going to say, we've got our Facebook page, Radio Boomers Live. Like us on Facebook. Like EasyWay Broadcasting on Facebook. Like Reetha Gray, R-E-A-T-H-A-G-R-E-Y. Like me on Facebook. And one of these days, we'll get Jim up to speed.
Slowly but surely. Like I said, I'm still impressed by the television. So, anyway, guys, thanks for tuning in. I guess it's time to get rolling, and don't forget the archive shows. Reetha and I have a lot of research done on health and fitness and tech stuff and all this kind of stuff. Well, Reetha, I guess it's time to say farewell till next week.
All right. So long.
So tune in next week, guys. Have a good week.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your host, Reetha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the EasyWay Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.